It was a piercingly cold December night when I was asleep in my tiny, somewhat heat-deprived apartment. The electrical heater buzzed as it projected as much warmth as it could, only to die out every 5 minutes for me to begrudgingly crawl out for my electric blanket burrito to turn it back on so it would stay running. I flopped back into my bed and sighed in satisfaction as I wriggled around for comfort in my blankets. After what seemed like hours of sleep, it was really only minutes, but oh, were those delicious, delectable minutes of slumber. I woke up to what sounded like faint, drawn-out whimpers. I lifted my head, not exposing any other body part out of my blankets. It stopped once I rose up to figure out where the mewling was coming from. I looked out the window and saw nothing. Maybe it was probably my nympho neighbors going at it again. Yeah, maybe, I thought. I swear you can't even catch a moment of silence between these two. Even when you see them together, you can't deny the fact that they're bound to jump each other's bones, no matter where they were or who was around. I turned in, with my throw still wrapped around me, and crawled back into bed. And there it was again. Those faint, drawn-out whimpers that turned into what sounded like anguished moans. No, it wasn't just moaning. It was meowing. A desperate mixture of meowing, whimpering, and labored breathing. All right. I yawned as I slowly rose again from my bed, stumbling towards my bedroom door. I opened it to nevertheless find nothing. Again. My sleepiness perished, and soon a lingering fear took over once I saw a shadow I've never seen before, never mind my own. Then the noise of a picture frame shattering made me almost jump out of my skin and urged me to run down the stairs into the kitchen. I swooped up the frying pan off the stove and slowly went browsing through the house to see if anyone had broken in. To my surprise, the doors were still locked. I squinted in the darkness to see if the locks were picked. Nope, not a single scratch or nail out of place. With a renewed sense of ease, I nonchalantly walked back upstairs to my room to get some sleep. Once again. Another hour passed, and my body had this brilliant idea to wake up in the middle of the night. Again. I went downstairs once more to pour myself a glass of milk from the refrigerator. I figured watching TV on my laptop for a bit would calm my nerves. So I sat down in the living room couch to watch a marathon worth of the Simpsons Treehouse of Terror episodes. Another hour passed, then another, until I eventually drifted into a sleep that was much needed in the hours before. I could still hear Bart's voice quietly murmuring from my laptop speakers, until I heard another picture frame break. Then that god-awful whimpering and mewing was back, and nearer than it was before. I clutched onto my blanket and hid my face in fear of what I was about to witness right before my eyes. It was just a young man. A weird-looking fella, but nonetheless pretty handsome, except he was covered in fur. And he had a cat's ears and tail. And he was naked. Stark naked. Great. He mewed as his green cat eyes glimmered in the lamplight, his hand pawing my blanketed legs, trying to gently lower it to expose them. I swiftly pulled up my blanket to cover them back up, but he still persisted. Meow. He bolted up with excitement and confusion in his eyes that wasn't there before, both hands on my legs, continuously kneading and pushing on my legs until I yelped in pain. His claws began to show, and somehow sunk their way into my blanket and into my skin.
"What the fuck do you want from me?"
I screamed as he circled around the couch and continued to stare me down with his daunting green eyes. The playfulness in them started to transform back into a lustful gleam, and a smirk crept across his face. He had me right where he wanted me, until he said,
"Okay, let's cut the creepy bullshit. Hi, my name is Felix, and I'm a catman whose owner forgot to neuter him and dumped him on the side of the road. So, I prowled all the way here to find a new owner, and I figured you'd fill in just nicely. And I mean that in more ways than one."
What? I looked at Felix as if he was out of his naive little kitty boy skull.
"Oh, and I found this," he plainly said as he tossed me a strap-on that had, I don't know what you would describe it, but it had, like, plastic barbs on it. "It's nothing that I've ever seen before. At all."
My eyes were still transfixed with perplexity as I was thinking, barbs? Really? I was brought out of my mesmerized state as I felt his claws slightly digging into my shoulders as he pawed me again.
"Come on, babe," Felix moaned. "I'm cold, I'm horny, and I'm ready to break my new owner in. Chop, chop!"
I continued to scan and observe this barbed strap-on dildo. I had no words, and my eyes couldn't tear away from its oddness.
Now, where did Felix get this? Is he one of those rare breeds of cat humans that are intelligent sex toy inventors? Did he manage to make this one? And how? Just how?
A bazillion thoughts ran through my mind until Felix's yowling tenor voice shattered them all to pieces.
Fuck me.
Felix's tail swished from side to side, trying to hypnotize and seduce me into giving in to his feline guile. He proceeded to straddle me and rub his head and his whole body into mine, purring and moaning as he was grinding onto my lap.
"Come on, put it on for me,"
he whimpered as he nuzzled into my neck, dragging his sandpapery tongue along my throat. I couldn't help but cringe, yet feel some sort of pleasurable chill at the same time. Still, I couldn't figure out how he got into the house until I saw a perfect circle carved right into the right window pane of my living room. "Oh," I murmured.
"Oh, what?"
Felix asked as he still lied on top of me, grinding on my imaginary cock, trying to woo me into putting on the harness.
"Fuck me,"
he tenderly mewed as he playfully bounced in my lap, his claws digging in a little more, enough to cause a few drops of blood. I gasped in excruciating pain as his nails hung onto my shoulders, drawing more drops of blood, but not by much.
"Ow, ow, 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 okay, 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 okay,"
I screeched as I pulled his claws out of my shoulders. And once I did, he drew away from me and sat on his knees, pouting that I pushed him away like that.
I admit, his boyish glare would have been a lot cuter if his eyes weren't so green and, I don't know, cat-like. I don't know. I'm still trying to process this, even if it's been years ago. Okay, so anyway, I get out from under my covers, muttering angrily under my breath as I slipped on this strap-on thing, holding this strange barbed cat dildo thingy, and without warning, Felix pounced on top of me, just glomping me, knocking me back down onto the couch. His cat eyes yet again stared right into my soul as he purred demurely in my ear. "Take me, mistress." He grabbed the barbed cock and cautiously slid it inside him. He let out a loud moan like nothing I've ever heard a guy make before, let alone a human being. It was a high-pitched, yowling whimper of pain ecstasy, so jarring and ear-splitting that my ears, they still ring to this day. Although, I kind of admit I don't mind it that much now, but I'll get into that later. Felix proceeded to rock back and forth on it and meowed as he rested his hands on my shoulders, drawing his sharp claws out again. I screamed out in pain as I felt them burrowing into my skin, and a few more drops of blood trickled out. His smirk turned into a mischievous, feral, Cheshire smile as he stared down at my anguish and laughed. He knew what was going to happen next. "Get on all fours, now!" I growled as I shoved him off me. Felix chirped as he did so, teasingly and seductively wriggling his ass and swaying his tail as he anticipated the hell I was going to give him. Little did I know that I was going to show him heaven instead. I shoved my barbed cock deep into him in one swift go, and all of a sudden, his smooth tenor voice melted into a raucous screech that echoed throughout the smallness of the apartment. He started moaning, whimpering, and caterwauling as he backed his kitty ass into my barbed dildo, his tail still swooping as he swayed it higher and raised it up for me to gain better access inside him. Felix moaned louder and mewed higher the more I fucked him. I had to shush him a few times, but he would not listen. He still proceeded to yowl the house down. "Bite me," Felix growled as I pounded into him. "What?" I stopped and looked at him like he lost his mind again. "Bite me." "Wait, what if I get cat hair in my mouth and then I cough up a hairball?" "Just fucking bite me," he hissed at my silliness and rolled over on his back, his legs spread eagle and his kitty ass ready to be penetrated again. Okay, fine, I'll bite you," I sighed as I straddled in between his legs. I could see his green, lecherous eyes glowing in the dark, pleading me to fuck him some more. His sandpaper tongue traced along his teeth as he flashed me a fuck me gaze. "Please," Felix begged as he softly pawed my face. "Please fuck me, mistress." I slid the whole length of my cock inside him and bit him like he ordered. And again, he moaned and whimpered like he never did before. No, Felix screamed as I drove every single inch of the barbed dildo into his tight little kitty ass. His screaming scared me so much I panicked and hurriedly attempted to pull out of him. But to my horror, I couldn't. I was stuck there. "Oh, no, mistress, you're not going anywhere," Felix laughed as he frantically sunk his claws into my backside, forcing me deeper inside him and drawing more drops of blood from my skin little by little. "You're not done yet. Fuck me more." With fear and arousal being my inspiration, the deeper I drove into Felix, the harder I sunk my teeth into him, the louder he grew, and the more needier he became. His yowling and whimpering persisted into the night as I hammered away, his consistent urging and begging making me more feral than he ever saw me. "Please fuck your kitty, mistress! Please fuck me now!" Felix yowled as I shrieked in pleasure from one of the barbs rubbing against my clit. My screams melded into his, and we both came shortly after I gave him one last final sting of my teeth into his flesh.
He couldn't stop whimpering and mewing, even after he orgasmed. His fur was covered in cum, and my barbed dildo was finally set free. He thanked me by rubbing his head against the palm of my hand and once again giving me sandpapery kisses. And ever since then, years have passed, and he still resides with me. No, I didn't neuter him, but did I need to? Oh, I don't think so. This is the kind of cat I can get down with.